The explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping. The explosives went off. The explosives.
Hello, it's Monday, September 18th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend. It's great to be back here. And something happened over the weekend in the news that we thought was very, very interesting. And we're going to devote today's show to that. But first of all, I have to catch up on a couple quick things. First of all, a thank you to Mr. Rich Brooks for his review of 9/11 Evil. It's now on the Wing TV homepage. And we've got almost 10 reviews now, Lisa, for 9/11 Evil. We're very pleased with that and just very happy that there's been such a great response to this book.
Also, thank you to all of you who have emailed me with interest in reading Controversy of Zion. If any of you have not yet emailed me and would like to read that book, it's free, it's online. Email me and I will send you the link to that. It's important work.
Yeah, we're going to put it on our I keep saying I'm going to put it on the homepage, but never get around
well,
to
it. Well, until he does, you can email me and I'll give it to you.
But we're going
to
put it up there, and we're both in the middle of reading it right now, and it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to thank everybody for their responses to our latest Wing TV poll. This is who is the worst mainstream media talking head out there.
Talk about a toss-up.
Yeah, well, first thing I have to say is, to everybody that tunes into Wing TV and Wing Radio, you guys hate the mainstream media.
You're not alone.
And rightly so. There's some real venom out there. And as it stands now, we're not going to give you any specifics.
There's some real vipers out there in the mainstream media.
Exactly. So we're not going to give you specifics, but right now, as it stands, there's about 6 different people, I won't even say men or women, that are vying for the top spot. And the one individual who's in first place right now, I have to say, part of me would say, yeah, I could vote for him or her.
For top of the crap pile.
Yeah. But then another part of me says, maybe I'd vote for someone else. So we're going to post the results, not this Friday, but the Friday after. So you still have about a week and a half.
You know, there's no lesser of two evils when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yeah, but put your 2 cents in because it could be your vote that pushes whoever comes in first place over the top. And it's very, very interesting, these results.
But at this point, and with this particular poll, does it really matter?
Yeah.
Because they're all spouting the same crap.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why we did this one was out of curiosity, if nothing else. Just to see who everybody out there thinks is the worst of the worst. And then when we post the results in 2 Fridays, we're also going to have a new poll. And this one's going to be a real sizzler. It might be the most controversial one yet, so we can't wait to put that one up there. So anyway, that's those are a few things we have to catch up on. We were going to talk about a lot of loose ends today, but what we're going to do is put that off until tomorrow, because on Friday, last Friday, President George Bush gave a press conference in the Rose Garden. Okay, I guess this was at about 11:15 a.m., on September 15th,
right.
And he gave, after blah, blah, blang about a few things, he gave the following quote, which I think, Lisa, you put at the beginning of the show, or part of it anyway.
Part of it.
Well, this is an excerpt from where that beginning quote came from. I want Lisa to read this verbatim.
Listen to what the president had to say. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks of buildings inside the U.S., and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information for those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people. He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
Now, I think the 4 key words right there are, the explosives went off. Now, some people have been analyzing this, and there's one group that says, well, this is no big deal, because he didn't specifically say the World Trade Center. He didn't specifically say controlled demolition. But what else could he be talking about? The explosives went off at a high. He's talking about the World Trade Centers. Now, the choice of words that he used is very peculiar. He didn't talk about planes hitting the World Trade Center towers.
Right.
He didn't talk about flying projectiles. What word did he use, Lisa?
Explosives. And this is, I think, the first instance where he actually refers to explosives going off or being planned to go off. And now I guess they're doing what we said months ago when Alex Jones first went on TV with Charlie Sheen, that whole time frame, how they're going to end up turning it and spinning the story now that the controlled demolition information has reached the mainstream.
Right. And we're going to get into that because we have a very, very intriguing situation here. But first of all, let's look at his statement again. He goes on and says, read this last part then. The explosives went off at a high. Then read after that.
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a high, a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping. It's also notable that he hesitated twice when he was reading this sentence.
Now, that's strange because he's saying that they put the explosives high enough that everybody above that point wouldn't be able to escape. But this whole rationale is wrong. It's backwards because if they wanted to, if the Arabs, if the operatives, if Al Qaeda wanted to kill more people, where would they put the explosives?
Lower.
Lower, because that would mean there's more people that couldn't escape. So he's saying that they ensured that they put them up higher so the people up here couldn't escape. But what that says is then that the operatives wanted a lower death count rather than a higher death count.
But either way, it's wrong because we know there were explosives underground also, which ensured such a great loss of life.
Yeah. So what is George Bush trying to say September 15th, 2006 in the Rose Garden? Is this some kind of secret message now that he's sending out to those in the know that at some point there's going to be documents released that's, oops, guess what we overlooked, everybody? There were explosives in the towers. It was a controlled demolition.
Well, whether there is a release of documents or not, what he is doing is letting us know that now the spin begins with the controlled demolition, probably full force.
And guess who they're pointing the finger at right now? The Arabs, Al-Qaeda. So did Al-Qaeda do the controlled demolition? And if so, well, what happened to 5 years of the jet fuel caused it, the impact of the plane caused it? How about the fire retardant caused it?
Yeah, what about the official reports from the official agencies like FEMA, NIST, the official venues in the mainstream media like Popular Mechanics that have regurgitated the report from the 9/11 whitewash committee? Now, are they expected to do a full reversal, a total 180 now? Oh, there were explosives. Yeah.
What about the pancake theory?
Yeah.
What about it? All of these highfalutin conspiracies that the government's been giving us? And secondly, if they do come out, the government I'm referring to, and say this was a controlled demolition, are they going to list all of us in the 9/11 truth movement and admit that we were right all along? I'm not going to hold my breath about
that. It looks more and more like Bush might be getting set up to take the fall. What do you think?
Well, that's what I want to conclude this show with, because I want to lead up to it and then get the final analysis here. But if there were explosives in the towers, everybody, then that means in the mainstream media, heads of government, and blah, 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 they can say, well, how many explosives were in there?
Uh-huh.
When were they put in there? Where were they put in there? How were they put in there?
And why haven't we heard about this before?
Yeah, it's been 5 years. How did they avoid security?
Right.
These dirty Arabs, these dirty Al-Qaedas, they snuck into the towers and they wired it. How could they have done? Look at all these questions.
How could these Arabs have access to those towers?
Right.
And who would be more likely to have access?
Yeah. Now, as Lisa said, what about FEMA? What about NIST? What about the 9/11 whitewash committee?
Mm.
How could all of them been so wrong? So very, very wrong. And, you know, if they all would have came out with their reports, Lisa, 5 weeks or 5 months after 9/11, we could say, well, you know, they didn't have enough time to research this.
But what excuse are they going to give now? It's been 5 years.
Five years,
and they have viciously defended this official government conspiracy theory. And so I think there's some vindication here for all of us.
Right.
To all the people who have told us we're crazy, we're wing nuts, we don't know what we're talking about, we hate America, we're not patriotic, that's bull.
Yeah. How about all the losers on the left?
Yeah.
The left gatekeepers that supposedly hate George Bush.
Yeah.
Hate the neocons, hate this administration that have been playing a massive cover-up for this administration for 5 years. People like Alexander Coburn, who we call Alexander Cockburn, and everybody else, David Corn, and who's that guy we talked about last week that was criticized? I can't remember. The Mike Rupert's guy they had the phony argument with. Well, all of these people on the left that have been covering up.
Well, people are even now applauding Keith Olbermann for coming out with a heart-rending 9/11 commentary. But in that, he's basically bashing the Republicans and portraying the Democrats as these little saints. If they were so good, the Democrats, and wanted to crush this evil Bush regime, then why don't they tell the truth about 9/11? Why don't they ask the right questions? Why aren't they cornering them on 9/11 and the media?
If anybody out there is a bona fide Democrat, a bona fide card-carrying liberal that has yet to speak out vehemently against 9/11, you're a coward and you're a loser and you're just as bad as these neocon culprits and those in Israel that carried this out, because you're carrying water, you're covering up, and you're allowing these monsters to perpetuate this crime, and you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself, everybody on the left that hasn't spoken out yet about this. There's no excuse.
And that includes the anti-war crowd that hasn't wanted to touch the issue of 9/11 with a 20-foot pole.
Like,
how about
Cindy,
you, Cindy Sheehan?
Yeah.
Is this enough for you, your president coming out and talking about explosives?
Yeah. Now, as Lisa referred to a few moments ago, we've made predictions, as a few others have, Vinny Sammartino,
Laura Knight-Yatrick,
that this was, if enough information came out, the powers that be were going to either spin this so that, one, they'd either blame it on the Arabs and Al-Qaeda,
or use it as a reason to attack Iran.
Right. Or blame it on the Bushies. Blame it on the neocons right now.
To pave the way for Hillary.
Right. So let's look at the first option here. Al-Qaeda. They were the ones that planted the explosives in the towers, okay? But, as we've said many times on this show and in many of our interviews on the radio, that there's only a few companies in the world that have the expertise to do a controlled demolition. You know enough about this, Lisa. Can you just go throw a few sticks of dynamite or C4 on a beam and it just comes down?
No. This had to be very well planned far in advance in order to be pulled off. Also, well, I just lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
If you look at the tapes again of the World Trade Center towers as they fell, this was almost a perfect controlled demolition. Almost. There was one point that we're going to bring up in a second that wasn't perfect, but here you have almost a perfect controlled demolition. Not only WTC 1 and 2, but number 7.
Right.
Now, the thing that wasn't perfect was WTC 2. The cap, Lisa, what?
It tilted 23 degrees past vertical to the east.
Right.
And then reversed itself.
Well, what it did is it came like this, and then, boom, it dropped straight down. Now, only experts, I mean experts at the top of this field, could, when you have this tower, the cap's 23 degrees, then all of a sudden, boom, it comes straight down. Imagine it like this. You have a tree that's beginning to fall, and it falls 23 degrees. What direction is that tree supposed to be keep falling according to the laws of science?
It's going to keep going in the direction it began unless an opposing force stops it.
Right.
Well, the only opposing force that was supposedly up there acting on this was gravity.
Right.
And gravity wasn't going to reverse it or cause it to come straight down or stop it from going in the direction it was going.
So the executors in WTC 7 on the 23rd floor, when they saw this cap go 23 degrees, boom, that's when they hit the panic button. The bottom dropped out, and this cap then came straight down in, because what would have happened is the cap would have fallen straight over into the streets of Manhattan.
Right.
Then how could they have pulled off a controlled demolition?
So when the underground explosion went off, they destroyed the core columns. They ripped them from the bedrock. That's
right.
What caused that to come straight down.
Also, the firemen had reached the 77th floor. They were getting ready to start dousing the fire, putting it out. So at this point, the cap's falling. The firemen are up there. They said, we don't have any more time to piss around. Boom, they hit the buttons. The whole thing comes down. So how can all of this be blamed on 19 ragtag, Afghani-trained terrorists?
Before I lose my train of thought, it's important to remember that the floors came down as a consequence of the destruction of the core columns,
mm-hmm.
not before, afterward.
Exactly. Now, another thing, as we know from 9/11 Evil, who was in charge of security at the World Trade Center towers?
Marvin Bush.
George Bush's own brother. Also, another good point, and some of these are brought up on 9/11 blog or on that site on the commentary. If somehow remote controlled Al-Qaeda was doing this controlled demolition, okay, mm-hmm. and they hit the panic button, the communications goes out, the frequencies, WTC-1 comes crashing into the ground. Don't you think somebody could have come in there from the government and jammed all the frequencies so they couldn't have done WTC-2? But no, none of that happened. They just let Al-Qaeda do it again, just like they let all these supposedly hijacked airplanes get through our national security and on and on and on.
They let them?
Yeah. Yeah, they let them. They had this stand-down where they just fly planes into towers, they fly planes into the Pentagon, they fly planes in Shanksville, and everything's going on for an hour and 45 minutes, and there's no response. There's damn Al-Qaeda, they can do anything they want. Mm. They're like miracle workers, how good they are at this. Now, there's option number two. If they don't blame it on Al-Qaeda, we can always blame it on Bush and Cheney.
Right, yeah.
That's all the higher it goes, okay? So we'll blame it on them.
The brain trust.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, and my timing is a little bit off, before the 2004 election, when I put out a book called America Before the Fall,
mm-hmm.
I predicted in there that 9/11 was going to be used to get Hillary Clinton into office. Well, I thought, considering what a total loser and incompetent George Bush and this administration were, they'd want to get the neocons out of there sooner than later. But mm-hmm. Now they gave them another shot. But what if, within the next 18 months or so, this information comes out?
Uh-huh.
That it was a controlled demolition, that it was an inside job.
And it'll be breaking intelligence.
Yeah. Secret reports.
Yeah.
We just come across this report. So this comes out, say, the summer of 2008. And there's a big Watergate-style scandal. George Bush totally discredited the neocons, Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, the whole shebang. And conveniently, who just won the nomination? Hillary Clinton. Uh-huh. At this point, it's even worse than Nixon Watergate, which allowed Jimmy Carter to get in office. So, at this point, even Satan himself, I mean, even if Jesus himself was running as a Republican, he wouldn't get any votes. Because the GOP at this point are going to be branded as Satan.
Right.
So, who's going to win the election? Hillary Clinton.
We warned you all, when this first started getting onto the mainstream, you know, when Charlie Sheen had his big revelation, you know, the one everybody else had a couple of years back. And then Alex Jones was getting more airtime. Stephen Jones got on MSNBC. David Ray Griffin's been in the news. We asked you to consider why they would be letting these people on there to talk about this stuff, because the mainstream media is not our friend.
Yeah. They don't just allow something on there unless they want it on there.
Unless they intend to use it.
Right. So, I was talking to Vinny Sammartino last night, and I said, you know what the worst part of this is what if all our hard work, everybody that's been doing real 9/11 research for the last 5 years, what if it backfires and they use this very information that we've uncovered, that we've exposed, that we've put into the public consciousness? What if they use it to get Hillary Clinton in office?
Well,
what they're going to do is blame the government. It's just, oh, it's incompetence of the government or these bad neocons, whatever. Or they come up with an excuse. We couldn't tell everybody because you're already scared enough about Al-Qaeda, that we knew it was a controlled demolition, but we were trying to protect you. That's what we were trying to do.
Either way, I don't see how they can salvage their reputations. NIST, FEMA.
Right.
I can't see how the alphabet soup agencies will be able to retain any credibility, whatever credibility they have left. I don't understand how the mainstream media venues can do this reversal and maintain any credibility. Popular Mechanics, mm-hmm. which has just been sticking its legs down its throat over the last month with their new book that debunks 9/11 conspiracy myths, and they deny the controlled demolition. I don't see how they're going to get all these people to do reversals and still keep a straight face in front of the public. It's up to 9/11 truthers to make sure we go after this aspect of the spin now.
Yeah, and this is what we're going to cover on tomorrow's show. As we said in 9/11 Evil, we keep telling everybody the way this is unfolding, and all of these others in the alternative media, all these big 9/11 truthers, don't follow along. They don't understand it, or they deliberately don't do anything about it. We already know how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Controlled demolition. We already know why they did it, to get into this big Middle Eastern war to reshape the Middle East. But what almost nobody in this movement wants to talk about is the subject of 9/11 Evil. Who did it? And what they're going to do is they're going to spin this either to blame Al-Qaeda or Bush Cheney.
Right.
They're going to keep pushing forth their agenda.
And they're going to deflect attention away from the Israel firsters in the United States government and the role of the Israeli government and Mossad.
So the real culprits, yet again, will be protected.
Right.
All because everybody in the alternative media and the big 9/11 truthers don't have the guts to face the real enemy.
And the only way we're going to counter this spin with what they intend to do with the controlled demolition is to talk about 9/11 Evil, to talk about this whole Israeli and Israel firster role in
That's right.
That's the only way you're going to counter it.
Tomorrow, we're naming names, and we're going to ask why X, Y, and Z, and A, B, and C aren't talking about the real culprits. We're going to have some very, very strong words, because if you want to accept minor league, mamby-pamby, ring around the rosy explanations, then you might as well get the hell out of this movement, because it's not good enough for us. What do you
think? We said the truth needs to be told. So if you don't want to tell the truth, then get out of the way and let the people who will stand up and do it.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because as you heard today, there is a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.